Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Looks like we're talking mattresses today.
Specifically, the Helix Midnight.
Right. You've been doing a ton of research on this one.
You sent over reviews, specs, even some forum threads. Wow.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure I was making the right choice.
Seems like comfort A&D value are at the top of your list.
Definitely. So, where do we even begin with all of this? What stood out to you from all this stuff I sent over?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here, but one thing that really caught my eye was Helix's sleep quiz.
Yeah, that's what really got me interested too.
It's not just pick a mattress, it's like they actually try to match you to the right one, you know?
Totally, based on how you sleep, your body type, all that.
It's like personalized sleep solutions. It's a big trend right now.
So tell me more about the Helix Midnight itself.
Sure. So, from what I gathered, it's a hybrid mattress.
Hybrid meaning.
It's memory foam, but it also has inner coils.
Ah, okay, so it's like a combo.
Exactly. And that's actually super important.
Why is that?
Well, you get the pressure relief that memory foam is known for, but you also get the support and that bounce that comes from coils.
So you're not just sinking in like quicksand.
Exactly. A lot of people find that combo to be the perfect balance.
Okay, that's making more sense now.
But let's go deeper, shall we?
Oh yeah, this is a deep dive after all.
Right. So, what else are you curious about?
Well, one thing I saw mentioned was different cover options.
Oh, yes. You have a choice between the Breathe Mint cover or the Glaciotex cover.
Breathe knit. Okay, that sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, focus on breathability.
But what's this Glaciotex? I haven't heard of that before.
It's designed for active cooling.
Active cooling, so it's like.
It actually helps to draw heat away from your body.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty high tech.
It is.
Oh.
And it can be a game changer if you tend to sleep hot.
I do run a little warm, so that's good to know.
Or if you live in a warmer climate, you know.
In Texas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus.
It's not something you see on every mattress.
Okay, so cover options are important. Got it.
For sure. Now, what about the inside of the mattress?
Yeah, what's going on under the hood, so to speak?
Right. So it's not just one big slab of foam.
Oh.
It's actually multiple layers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've got Memory Plus foam, then a comfort layer, then Helix Responsive foam, and then the coils.
It's like a layer cake of mattress tech.
Haha, exactly. And each layer serves a specific purpose.
Makes sense. So break it down for me.
Okay, so that Memory Plus foam, that's what gives you the contouring and pressure relief.
Okay, and then the comfort layer is, well, for comfort, I assume.
Got it. And then there's the Helix Responsive foam that adds some bounce and helps with spinal alignment.
Wow, so much thought goes into this.
And then, of course, you have those individually wrapped coils at the base.
Ah, yes. Those coils. What's so special about them being individually wrapped?
Well, that's what helps with motion isolation.
Motion isolation.
So if you're sharing the bed with someone who tosses and turns, you won't feel it as much.
Oh, that's huge GE. I'm a light sleeper, and my partner, well, let's just say they move around a lot.
In that case, yeah, motion isolation is key. Those individually wrapped coils really help with that.
Okay, that's good to know.
So we've talked about the covers, the layers, the coils. Anything else you're wondering about?
Well, all those layers and the memory foam, I'm a little worried about it sleeping hot. Memory foam has that reputation.
That's a valid concern for sure.
Like, I don't want to wake up in a sweat every night.
But from what I've seen in the research you sent, it seems like Helix has really addressed that issue.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like the combination of those breathable covers, the airflow from the coils, and the specific types of foam they use all work together to make it sleep much cooler than traditional memory foam.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, they seem to have tackled that common complaint head on.
So it's not necessarily a memory foam problem, it's a how it's designed
Well,
problem.
exactly.
Okay, so maybe I won't be a sweaty mess. But what about support?
Ah, good question.
Like with all this focus on comfort and pressure relief, does that mean I'll be sacrificing support?
That's where the layered approach really comes in handy.
How so?
So you've got that Memory Plus foam contouring to your body for pressure relief, but then those coils underneath provide that deep support your spine needs.
Oh, I see. So I'm getting the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
This is all making a lot more sense now.
Good. But I'm sure you have more questions.
You know me too well. One thing I'm wondering about is durability.
Ah, yes, longevity.
Right. I'm not looking to buy a new mattress every couple of years.
No one wants that. So tell me, what are your concerns about durability specifically?
Well, with all these layers and fancy foams, I'm wondering how well it will hold up over time.
That's a smart question,
Oh.
and it's where understanding those layers is really important.
Okay, so explain it to me.
Remember that bottom layer we talked about, the Duradense foam?
Yeah, vaguely.
Well, that layer is the unsung hero of this mattress.
Really? Why?
It's designed to provide a super solid foundation, which means it helps prevent sagging and keeps the mattress from losing its shape over time.
Ah, so it's like the foundation of a house. It keeps everything stable.
Precisely. It's working behind the scenes to make sure you're getting your money's worth.
That Duradense foam is doing the heavy lifting.
Uh-huh, you got it.
Okay, so far so good. This is all sounding pretty impressive, honestly.
It is a well-designed mattress, but let's be real, no mattress is perfect.
Right. What are some of the downsides? What should I be wary of?
So one thing that pops up in some reviews is off-gassing.
What's that?
It's basically that new mattress smell.
Oh, yeah.
But with memory foam, it can sometimes be a bit stronger than with other types of mattresses.
Okay, so it's like that new car smell, but for mattresses.
Exactly. It usually goes away after a bit, but it's something to be aware of.
Okay, good to know. Anything else?
Well, another thing some people mentioned was the firmness level.
Oh, what about it?
The Helix Midnight is designed to be medium firm.
Which I've heard is good for most people.
Right, but it might not be ideal for everyone.
Like?
Well, stomach sleepers, for example, might need something a bit firmer.
Ah, that makes sense.
And also, if you're on the heavier side, you might want to consider a firmer option as well.
So the medium firm might not be for everyone. Got it.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right fit for your needs.
Okay, so we've covered the basics, the good, the bad. But now I'm really curious to hear what people who actually sleep on this thing have to say.
Ah, yes. The user experience. That's what really matters in the end.
Exactly. So let's dive into those user reviews, shall we?
Sounds like a plan. Let's see what people are raving about and what they're complaining about.
I'm all ears. Let's get into it.
All right. Let's start with.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the Helix Midnight from a technical standpoint.
All the specs and features, right?
Exactly. But now, I want to hear what people who actually sleep on this mattress have to say.
The real world experience. That's what really matters.
Totally. So, let's dive into those user reviews.
All right. What are we seeing? Any common themes popping up?
Yeah, the overall sentiment seems to be pretty positive.
That's good to hear. What are people loving about it?
A lot of comments about comfort. Especially from side sleepers.
That makes sense. We talked about that memory plus foam and how it contours to your body.
Right. It seems like it's really delivering on that pressure relief.
Which is crucial for side sleepers so their hips and shoulders aren't aching.
Exactly. But it's not just about pressure relief. People also talk about the overall feel.
What do they say?
They describe it as a good balance of softness and support.
Ah, so not too firm, not too soft?
Right. Like, it hugs you but doesn't let you sink in too much.
Again, that hybrid design at work.
Yeah, it seems to be hitting that sweet spot for a lot of people.
And what about the cooling? Any feedback on that?
This is the part that surprised me, honestly.
Why? Oh, why is that?
A lot of people are saying it sleeps cool.
Really? Even with the memory foam?
Yeah. I mean, I know we talk about how Helix has addressed the heat issue.
With the covers and the coils, right?
Yeah, but I was still a bit skeptical.
But it seems like it's actually working.
Right. It sounds like those breathable covers and the airflow from the coils are really making a difference.
It's like a ventilation system for your mattress.
Exactly. So, hot sleepers, rejoice. You might have finally met your match.
Okay, cooling. Check. What about motion isolation? That was a big concern for you, right?
Huge. I need a mattress that can handle my partner's tossing and turning.
Well, from the reviews I've seen, you're in luck.
Oh.
It seems like the Helix Midnight excels in that area.
Really? Tell me more.
People are saying they can finally sleep through the night without being disturbed by their partner.
That's amazing. Those individually wrapped coils are doing their job, it seems.
They definitely seem to be. So motion isolation is a win.
Big win. Okay, what else? What about edge support?
Ah, yes. Important for couples who want to maximize their space.
Or for people like me who like to sprawl out.
Haha, exactly. So what are the reviews saying?
Well, it seems like the Helix Midnight has pretty good edge support.
No complaints about feeling like you're going to roll off?
Nope. People are praising the sturdy feel and the lack of that sinking sensation you get with some mattresses.
So you can use the whole surface of the mattress without worry.
Exactly. Another point for the Helix Midnight.
Okay, so we've got comfort, cooling, motion isolation, edge support, all looking good so far.
It's ticking a lot of boxes. But we have to be realistic. No mattress is perfect.
Right. What are some of the negatives people are mentioning?
Well, as we talked about earlier, some people did mention the off-gassing smell.
That new mattress smell, yeah.
Right. It seems like it's a bit more noticeable with the Helix Midnight, probably because of the memory foam.
It's usually temporary, but it can be a bit annoying for some.
Especially those with sensitive noses.
Definitely. So that's something to keep in mind.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, the other thing that came up a few times was the firmness level.
Hmm. I thought we agreed that medium firm was a good all-arounder.
It is, but as we mentioned earlier, it might not be ideal for everyone.
Like our Stonics leaders out there?
Exactly. They might find it a bit too soft and need something firmer for proper spinal alignment.
Right. It's all about finding the right fit for your body type and sleeping position.
Exactly. So while the medium firm works for many, it's not a universal solution.
Okay. That's fair.
But overall, it seems like the positives outweigh the negatives.
Yeah, the vast majority of reviews are really positive.
People seem to be genuinely happy with the Helix Midnight.
Which is great to see. But before we get too excited, we should probably take a look at some alternatives, right?
You're thinking we should compare it to some other popular mattresses?
Exactly. You know, just to make sure we're getting the full picture.
That's a great idea. It's always good to compare and contrast.
Right. So what other mattresses should we be looking at? What are some comparable options?
Well, based on your research, two that stand out are the Lisa Sapira Hybrid and the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing those mentioned in some forums.
They're both in a similar category as the Helix Midnight, with a focus on comfort and support.
So they could be good contenders.
Definitely. But each one has its own strengths and weaknesses.
Okay, so let's break it down. Tell me more about these alternatives.
Let's start with.
Okay, so we've got these two contenders waiting in the wings. The Lisa Sapira Hybrid and the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. Where do we even start?
Well, let's break them down one by one and see how they stack up against the Helix Midnight.
Sounds good to me. Let's start with the Lisa Sapira Hybrid. What's the deal with that one?
So from what I've seen, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid is known for its cooling abilities and that balanced feel.
Cooling abilities, huh? That's definitely a plus in my book.
Right. And when I say balanced feel, I mean it's supportive, but also has a good amount of contouring.
So kind of similar to the Helix Midnight in that way.
Yeah, there are definitely some similarities there. Both aim for that comfortable yet supportive feel.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
What about the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid? What makes that one stand out?
Brooklyn Bedding is really big on customization. Mm. And with the Signature Hybrid, you can actually choose your firmness level.
Oh, wow. So if you need something firmer, you can actually get it.
Exactly. That's a big advantage for people who have very specific needs.
Like our stomach sleepers, who weren't so sure about the Helix Midnight's medium firmness.
Exactly. So that's a big point in favor of the Brooklyn bedding.
Okay, customization is good. But what about price? Are these alternatives more expensive than the Helix Midnight?
Well, from the data you sent over, it looks like all three mattresses are actually in a similar price range.
Really? So it's not really a factor in this case.
It seems like it comes down more to the specific features and what's important to you.
So it's all about value, not just the sticker price.
Exactly. Like, if one mattress offers significantly better cooling or a longer lifespan, it might be worth spending a little bit more.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've got three really strong contenders here. The Helix Midnight, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, and the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. This is getting tough. How do we choose?
Well, let's go back to your priorities. What are the absolute must-haves for you in a mattress?
That's a good question. Okay, so definitely comfort and value. Those are non-negotiables.
Right. And we know cooling is really important to you, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be waking up in a sweat every night.
Okay, so those are our top three. Comfort, value, and cooling.
Yes. Now, how do these mattresses stack up against those criteria?
All right, let's see. So for stomach sleepers who need a firmer mattress, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid is probably the best choice.
Because of the customizable firmness levels, right?
Exactly. It gives you that control over your sleep experience.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if cooling is the top priority?
If that's the case, then it's a toss-up between the Lisa Sapira Hybrid and the Helix Midnight.
Oh, really? They're both that good?
Yeah, they both get high marks for their cooling features.
This is tricky. How do I choose between those two?
Well, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid has a slightly more plush feel overall.
And the Helix Midnight.
The Helix has those different cover options, remember?
Oh, right. The Breathe Knit and the Glaciotex.
Exactly. So you can really fine-tune the cooling experience to your liking.
Okay, so if I'm all about staying cool, the Helix Midnight might be the better option.
It could be. It really depends on your preferences and how much control you want over the cooling.
Okay, that's helpful. What about motion isolation and edge support? Any major differences there?
From what I can see, all three mattresses perform really well in those areas.
So no matter which one I choose, I'm likely to get good motion isolation and edge support.
It seems that way. They all feature individually wrapped coils and reinforced edges, so those are pretty safe bets.
That's reassuring to hear.
Right, you don't want to have to worry about those things.
Okay, so it's down to the wire here. The Helix Midnight, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, or the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. They all have their pros and cons. It's a tough choice.
It is, but based on everything we've discussed, I think I have a recommendation for you.
Okay, I'm all ears. What's your verdict?
I think for you, the Helix Midnight is the best overall choice.
Really? Why?
Well, it hits all your key criteria. Comfort, value, and cooling. Plus, you really like that personalized aspect with the sleep quiz and the cover options.
Yeah, that's true. It feels like it's tailored to my specific needs.
Exactly. And the user reviews are overwhelmingly positive, which always a good sign.
Right. People seem to really love this mattress.
They do. And don't forget, they offer a 100-night sleep trial.
Oh, yeah. That's a big plus. I can actually try it out risk-free.
Exactly. And with those exclusive discounts you found, it's an even better deal.
You're right. It's like all the stars are aligning for this mattress.
Uh-huh. It seems that way. I think you found your winner.
I think you might be right. I'm feeling really good about the Helix Midnight. Now I just need to decide which cover option is going to keep me the coolest.
Uh-huh. That's a good problem to have. But seriously, I think you're going to be very happy with your choice.
Thanks so much for all your help. This deep dive has been incredibly informative.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure to dive into this with you.
I feel so much more confident about my decision now.
That's what we aim for, to empower you with the knowledge you need to make the best choice for yourself.
Well, mission accomplished. I'm ready to say goodbye to sleepless nights and hello to sweet dreams on my new Helix Midnight.
Sweet dreams.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on another deep dive. Sleep well, and we'll catch you next time.